Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Turn with us to Channel 4 this week in a series of bleaker and blacker Twilight Zone episodes as we take a hard look at humanity, staring right back at us through the cosmic black crit mirror. This is your lack of a Rod Sterling host figure and GM Patrick here, and joining me this week are walking dystopian nightmare denizens and your player twos. To my far left, imagine if technology got old gobbledygoo. It's Jabert jabbering away as Jamfrun.
Hey, I'm getting gobbledy.
Your
gobble wobbles.
Your iPhone's evil. Across the digital table from me, what if life was all just a simulation? How terrifying would that be? It's Miles. You can believe it's redacted.
Good evening.
To my right, what if you had a cell phone installed in your brain? Ooh, it's Tyler talking to Sprady here.
Oh, hello there.
To my immediate left, an episode all about how evil video games are. It's Drew dying to play Silex the Hell.
That's not one of these I've seen.
Well, there's like a Star Trek one that's basically it. And across from him, a what if scenario about not being able to trust the government, but we are the people. It's none other than Rebecca rolling with Asher and Sky.
Hello. I assume you're talking about Twilight Zone. No, nope. Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. Yeah.
But I had a tidbit about Twilight Zone because I discovered today that you can listen to the entirety of the soundtrack of Tower of Terror on Apple Music. So
what? That's awesome.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Tower of Terror so much.
I've not watched
a lot of... Me too. It's my favorite.
Me too.
I've not watched a lot of Black Mirror, but I've been very unimpressed with everything Black Mirror I've seen. Maybe because I'm an old school Twilight Zone fan.
It's a good series. It can be a mixed bag, but when it's good, it's really good. Like Sanjay Dipanero is so good.
I think we watched like the first season and then fell off of it.
You watched more of it than I did. I feel like I've really only seen the scene with the one with Daniel Kaluuya and the bicycles and the weird.
Oh yeah.
Cube then.
The only one that I remember was the one where they made the prime minister
make love to a pig. I was disappointed the pig didn't make an appearance in this intro.
Well, that's a what if scenario of not being able to trust the government. You can't trust the government because they'll lie to you about whether or not you can believe that he's having actual lovemaking with the pig. I don't know, man. I definitely have seen that episode and not enjoyed it.
No, it's not a good episode, but there are some really stellar episodes of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Love, Death, Robots. If I'm
like, oh, yeah. There's a good series, but it does fall into the same traps of like, oh, wow, these have been done a few times.
Oh, sure.
But
sometimes Love,
beautiful.
Death, Robots falls into the trap of like, I'm like, this is a tech demo. I don't even know how much of a story this is. This is just look how pretty we can make something. And I'm like, I love it. I'm all here for it. But
kind of fine with that. Yeah. Are you guys ready to jump back into season 5 of Cosmic Crit?
I hope so.
And Craig, we got to talk about what happened last time on Cosmic Crit first. Rebecca, you fell right into my trap. Oh, it was a rhetorical question. And the answer was no. Last time on Cosmic Crit, you all got a good dose of STL, Swarm Thresher Lord, as the huge creature slashed at you all with its Blade Squall ability. After the destruction of the Spacewalker, it managed to also damage and disarm Jamfrun. But the party fought back hard and managed to take the walking tank out. After the battle, you all explored the southwest node of the station and found what looks like a breeding chamber of the swarm with large milk filled egg sacks. These said sacks all bore the same Karakande tiger stripe insignia of Asher's Sky, which you all determined was to keep the swarm safe from negative energy. Well, what's wrong with that last time on?
I got one.
Yeah.
It's a survey walker, not a space walker.
You know what I meant.
No.
Miles is out.
It's not a space walker.
Well, it wasn't a space wagon either, but that's what we called it.
Nope, it's a survey walker, my friend.
Anyone else?
All right. It was the northwest, not the southwest, right?
That is correct.
Try sneaking a cardinal direction on you.
I think that it's actually the Swarm Thresher Lord ability. It's not Blade Squall, but Blade Storm.
Tyler definitely Googled it, but that's fine. That is correct.
I did not. I remembered it.
I remembered it specifically because of a World of Warcraft boss that used an ability called Bone Storm.
Yeah.
And every time I only remembered
it because he's attacked us with Thresher Lords like 1,000 times.
Oh, they're a classic, baby. They're a classic. One more.
I think that it did not disarm me. I think I did that all by myself. I think I rolled a natural one and then had like a super duper bad thing.
Was it a crit on you or was it a crit fail? Because I think it was a crit fail
because it was Butterfingers. Wasn't it Butterfingers?
I think it was Butterfingers, yeah. That was my recollection. But
well, let's hear what Rebecca has to say because I'm not sure.
She might have a better one, yeah.
I was going to say maybe this is nitpicking, or I may have misunderstood, not the first time that's happened, but they were not milk filled, they were acid filled.
It's not nitpicking at all. Milk is not acidic, it's basic. That is also correct. And
milk is basic. If you're a milk drinker, you are also basic.
Like 3.5. 4 of these, if we're counting Jabert's and Miles as a half each. So way to go. The only other thing on here was it is, and I've pulled this shenanigans on you before, it was not a huge creature. The Thresher Lord is just large. It's like 13 feet tall. And the other thing is the blade was broken before the walker was destroyed.
I would have tried to use the walker on him because of the size of the figure on the map. I assumed that he was huge as well.
No, it was large size. Yeah,
he's bigger than us, but
he's 2x2.
Well, I mean, yeah. that matters for the walker.
Yeah.
All right, so we are back into it, and indeed, when we last left off, you all heard a bellowing scream coming from deeper within the swarm platform, and as you guys turn around, you see a large lumbering loaf coming at you. Let's start off by rolling into the initiative turn order.
Sorry, a loaf or an oaf?
A loaf. Big ol'. I was just trying to be alliterative. You don't have to call me out on it, Chipper.
Oh, I see.
I was
thinking that maybe you were like we were being attacked by like a loaf of bread.
Sourdough starter.
You would love that. Sourdough starter.
It could be like a really hysterical ooze creature, and like, but you gotta like, you make it stop moving by doing fire damage on it. Oh, that's not a loaf of bread at all.
Here's what this guy looks like. This fun lunk. How about we call him a lunk?
Yeah. If you open the oven and that's what comes out, you have very much gone off recipe.
Yeah.
Look, Tyler, 2020, a lot of things happened in 2020, and we don't have to talk about all of them.
It looks like when Master Shake put the brownies in the cloner.
So, yeah, it's got a couple of scythe-like fingers, but it is a 12-foot tall, kind of emaciated, backwards bent, purple swarm form.
This is the Pillsbury Doughboy from hell.
Yeah, it's from a place you probably don't want to visit. And indeed, I got to roll it initiative. That's something I got to do. We've got some pretty bad initiative rolls so far, and one very good one. I'll let the audiences guess as who rolled very well to start off. Oh, okay, and I'm probably going last here. I've rolled a one. Good. That's what I wanted to do. Lull you into a false sense of security.
Jabert, are you not in the turn order?
Oh, did I not? I thought I had myself selected.
Jabert didn't roll inside. Color inside the lines. You got a 20, so you're not going first. That lies with Rebecca, Asher, and Sky.
The operative. What a surprise.
Hey, you also rolled a 16. Pretty good roll. Yeah.
What would you like to do? Okay, so can I try to identify this thing? Do I know anything about this kind of swarm? Can I recognize any of its tattoos, perhaps?
It's coming right at you. You don't see its its back side to where you might be able to see where it has the markings or not. But you can make a roll, and I can tell you if you can figure anything out just by looking at this thing.
Life science?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that's terrible. I rolled a 4, so 12.
This is definitely a member of the swarm coming at you. It's a large monster, but you're not sure what it be.
All right. Okay. I am going to shoot at it.
Shoot first.
I will move.
Ask questions later. See,
I need to be 40 feet, ideally.
Okay.
I'll move forward a bit. Where can I move? Can I move like...
About 50, 60 feet away from it right now.
Can I move to like right here?
Sorry. Yes. Yeah. So hugging the northernmost wall of the baby chamber.
Trying to stay where I can duck at into cover if necessary. There we go. 8 or lower on the trick and a 23 to attack.
Let's see here. Oh boy. We have got a fail on the trick.
Okay.
23 on the attack. That is a hit on the attack.
Okay. 5 sonic damage. Yay.
Starting off a little low, but it's fine. Points on board. Nothing special against Sonic here, so. That'll take us to Jamfram next in the turn order.
Oh boy. Oh gosh, they're always so far away. They're always so far away.
Yeah, sometimes you wish I go first. Just move on up.
So far. I can't even make it there in 2 move actions. I'm so slow. I guess I'll just delay until after it goes. I'll delay my turn.
All right, it's going to drop you down this turn order here. And that is going to take us to Zilixel, Drew.
I am going to go and kind of stand right here, sort of behind this little wall.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little peek out. Can I do a life science?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
24.
That is not enough to identify this creature.
I'm going to defensively. I'm just going to chill.
Okay. Bradier. How's it going?
Check range. It's close range. 25 feet plus 5 feet every 2 levels, which means I'm currently at... Oh, what am I currently at for close? 45 feet. Let's see how far this thing away is from Praetor. It's a ways away. It's 60 feet. That's not great. I need to get within 45 feet so I can cast a spell against it. Oh, and look at that. I can stand right next to Asher and Sky. And we're going to cast Wisp Ally.
A classic. Praetor classic.
How much time has passed between the last combat and this combat?
I think you only did a short rest, so maybe 15 minutes.
Oh, okay, perfect. Then communal bond, which is for all of my players, is the big yellow circle. You have to be inside that circle to get the effects of communal bond, which is really mostly going to affect whoever goes directly after me attacking the creature. But you do get some bonuses to fear effects as well if you're in there. So that is still going.
All right, maybe good thing that you waited, Jibbert. Because this guy is going to move forward and...
I didn't go.
Never mind. Redacted, sorry. I did roll a 1 and... Hold on, let me just double check that 1 isn't beating you. I just assumed.
Okay. I just saw it was below me on the turn order.
You are going first. Sorry, Miles, go right ahead.
No, you're fine. I'm going to move up just a
tad. I'm sorry, this is a large creature. I just resized it incorrectly.
And I'm going to take a shot at it with my laser rifle.
+3.
Pretty sure it's not a laser rifle, but yes, your gun.
Or accelerator rifle. You know what I mean.
Well, I do.
All guns are laser rifles and all weapons are long swords.
Shut up.
We got a good KAC hit, 18, and that is how much damage?
6 points damage.
Right. What is it like to be on Asher and Sky's level? You've beaten them in damage so far. Okay, so that will take us to its turn, and it is going to move forward. Can cast this spell, right? Yes. Moves forward in the midst of Asher and Sky, Praetor and Zilix, and you see this thing's big old scythe-like tentacled appendages kind of like raising up in the air. You see it swirling its hands around, casting a mind-affecting spell.
Blah, 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 blah.
Its brain kind of pulses as it sends out a wave of energy, and I need the three of you to make a will save. Asher and Sky, Pradier, and Zilix. Whoa, Rebecca, it's almost a one.
Patrick, I want you to know how little I appreciate this.
Oh, well, it's a good thing that you're the only one affected by it, it looks like, Drew, with a...
Tyler, I think this outcropping that we're under, it must be lucky. With a 19 and a 20.
Does anybody else mind if I use the episode reroll for this?
I don't know. Can you look at the script and see how good your rolls are for the rest of the episode? That kind of determines on whether I think this is worth it. Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to roll worse, I know.
Oh, hey, there you go. Slightly 16 better. On the dice.
Probably still a failure, though.
It is still indeed a failure. Yeah. Oh, it's a shame. And it is maximum roundage. The duration of stun. The effect stun, as this was a synaptic pulse. Oh, wait, no. This is not greater synaptic pulse. You are just stunned right now. No roll needed. And that'll take us to Jamfram's turn.
All right.
Oh, wait, hold on. Do they have another ability that I'm missing? No, this doesn't. Nope. You're all set, Jamfram. Sorry.
All right. I'm going to charge. I think I'm going to do it. If double your speed, then I need to do it because they got those short little stubby legs. Yarg!
Charge does provoke attack of opportunities?
Yes.
Yes. This is not all swarmer kind of melee, but this is a magic user melee, so I imagine
less
not as effective as the Swarm Thresher Lord, but I don't know. We'll see. What is your armor class?
Let's see.
While charging.
With a charge, is it? Let's see. So you only take the AC penalty after you make the attack. So
interesting.
Yeah, attacking on a charge after moving, you can make a single melee attack. You take a -2 penalty to the attack roll and a -2 penalty to your AC. So it's attacking me before I actually take the penalty. So
isn't it fun to learn stuff about Starfinder 7 years later? Isn't it so much fun? Okay, well, what is your armor class?
30 is my KAC.
Okay, yeah, it comes down hard on you, but it bounces right off your shield.
Ooh, armored
hide. I've rolled a 12 on the dice. Not going to do it. Go ahead and make your attack.
So -2.
Whoop. Hey, ooh, super hit.
Super hit.
Not a crit, but a super hit.
Yeah. I don't think I ever put a critical effect on this thing, so.
Oh, it says notes. Destructive, defending, holy, penetrating.
It's got a lot of stuff, but none of those give it a thing.
Okay.
So 22 points of damage.
All right, yeah. Cut into this thing's hide, and yeah, it's, you know, pretty well armored, but you can tell this is not as combative focused as your friend, the Swarm Thresher Lord, whatever this thing be. That is going to be turn one, and Asher and Sky, we're back to you with turn two.
All right. I'm going to jump back a ways.
Oh.
And, sorry?
Yes, go right ahead.
And shoot at it from there. I think I still have a clear shot, so. CR 11 or lower on the trick and 18 to attack.
You probably even want it the other way. It's tricked, but missed. That
lame.
But missed. So CR 11 or lower is going to do it, but 6 on the dice. Not. Drew, you are stunned, good sir. What would you like to do for your standard action?
I don't, according to the card.
No, this is the bad one. So that's staggered I'm thinking of.
I'm just, for 4 turns, I am doing nothing, so.
No, I thought that it had greater synaptic pulse. This is just regular, so it is just a turn. Yeah, but if you drop your gun, does it despawn? Does it
I don't
turn
have a gun out because I am in my swarm strike form.
Oh, right, you are in, like, defensive mode. Okay, yep, drop, and that will take us to Pradier.
I will hold until after the big bad creature goes.
Crazy talk. Redacted.
All right. I think Redacted is just going to take another shot. My roll 20 is being super slow. Like the 3D dice are rolling in slow motion. It's really off-putting.
To add to the cinema of the whole experience.
It's
close down and load it back up.
I just did. No, I rolled for initiative. What am I doing?
Yeah, you rolled the exact same initiative.
Did you want to see how fast roll 20 was? So you made it roll for initiative.
All right, here we go.
Fighting roll 20. All right, another hit here, a 16 on the dice.
And still minimum damage.
You got a straight shot for this guy. All right, I mean, just as long as you guys are chipping away, it's probably for the best. That will take us to its turn, and I've got to figure out all the fun stuff it can do. Thought synaptic pulse would be a fun one, but not when you roll 19s and 20s. It's not at all. All right. Well, I mean, it's got this ability. It is going to use it. It's going to guarded step back away from the jam man. We're just going to do a simple mind thrust in your direction, jam from. So a will save. Is that what's going on with mind thrust?
A worst save. 15 is what I rolled.
Total would be a fail. That means just the old 2d10 mental damage. 13 points as this thing gets in your mind. You feel the veins on the side of your head beginning to throb as blood rushes around, threatening to burst, threatening capillaries, straining. You need ibuprofen, you need the Tylenol. Now, does this ability? Yes. All right, so now it's going to use its ability called Remote Pulse as a reaction. When a creature fails its save against this ability, it is going to synaptic pulse just you.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
No, it is going to use synaptic pulse spell-like ability, centering the effect on the target of the mind thrust. So that means, I'm sorry, Drew, I need you and Pradier also to make another will save.
I think I have another natural 20 for the will save.
Oh, you're probably fine. Drew's just not going to get to play.
Yeah, Drew's out.
Honey, you've rolled pretty well. Yeah. Rolled pretty well, Drew's. Not pretty well, as it looks, fortunately. Not pretty well.
We found Zilix's heel, Achilles' heel.
Give me one jam from.
Oh, right. This is a will save, you said?
Yes.
Boo. Boo hiss.
Oh, it was so close to a 22. All right, so Zilix and Jamfrum, you see, just kind of shut down. Clank, clank, clank. The sword falls to the ground as well here. Maybe I will make it out of this alive. I don't know if I can keep shutting folks down. That will take us to, we're bypassing Jamfrum to.
Well, I'm going to hop in front of Jamfrum, technically.
Oh, in front. Okay, that is fine. Yes, Pradier.
All I'm going to do is use a mystic ability called So Doubt. I have to spend a resolve point to do this, and you
don't speak. Know just what you're casting.
Will save.
So Doubt. Beep,
beep. DC 19, I believe.
Will save?
Will save.
Oh, and I should mention on its turn, it also heals up a little bit of damage. Yeah, you see it healing up, I don't think. What is the DC? I'm sorry, Tyler.
19.
Will. It's got to be its best, right? Yes. I've rolled a 10. That is a success. So any effect on a succeed?
The duration is just one round. So okay. You are flat-footed.
Oh, no.
Don't like that. Don't like that.
Jamfrum is stunned. Asheron Sky, we're on to you. It is flat-footed. There is a Wisp ally still effect going on it.
Plus three.
Oh, no.
The next attack against it.
Attack? Okay.
And it's flat-footed.
Be a great time for you to roll a natural one, Rebecca, if you wanted to pop that script open real quick. Season 5.
All right, let's
script.
See what happens. All right. It's a 21 or lower on the trick and a 20 plus 5? Is that what I'm hearing?
Pretty much, yeah. That is a trick and a hit.
Awesome. Love to see it. Oh. Not great damage, though. I've done better, but 26.
That's most damage it's taken so far. So, alrighty. Big hit from the back of the party. This thing like kind of narrows its eyes and looks in your direction across the baby-making chamber. You got these acid sacks right under you, and it looks incensed that you are fighting so close to the babies.
When you described that, it made me think of Romeo and Juliet. We just saw each other across the room.
And they were underneath fleshy egg sacks. Acid sacks. I don't remember that.
Very romantic.
The Baz Luhrmann version.
It's subtext in the original folio. But
the acid-filled egg sacks are implied. If you read the lighting. Okay, we've got another turn of Zilixthel, arms at his side, slack-jawed, unable to do anything except some fun mental actions. What's Zilix thinking about as you're getting your brain scanned by this thing?
Sparkles.
Sparkly.
That's
sparkly
a good sparkles. Thought.
Okay, redacted, we are on to you. Wisely towards the back of the room here, outside of the range of this synaptic pulse wave we've got, going on.
All right. Let's shoot at it again.
Ooh, that will not do.
Nope. It's
still near minimum damage, but...
rolling nothing but garbage in that department.
3 on the dice, miss, and we're back to its turn, and I... don't want to, but I must just keep blasting you guys with this ability because it's so good. Let me see its other ability here. Oh, ooh. Okay, well, that's also fun, but I have to grapple someone first, so probably not gonna happen. Probably not. We're gonna do this one because this will affect an evil elf who's trying to kill me.
Hashtag not an elf.
Hashtag close enough. Elf,
you did this to me.
Still will save, so probably not.
Yeah, don't do that.
Gonna work, probably.
I have way too many things that revolve around will saves,
and I don't think I can cast this one on you, which is a fortitude-ish spell, I'm pretty sure, but does it actually do anything? Not, you might have to get thrusted. Yeah, this will potentially keep the stun train rolling, but it might allow Drew to take a turn this combat because the mind thrust is going to go to Praetir. So you're within range, but Praetir, I need you to make a will save, which is your best. Oh, but you were very kind to me and you failed. Thank you,
Tyler. Yeah, except I haven't. So
Tyler, you rolled
as the failure occurs, I simply shunt the this is because it's mind affecting. Mm-hmm. I just shunt the mind affecting effect into a separate personality and I'm unaffected by the spell.
What personality is getting mind thrusted instead?
So this is the spell Mind of Three, which I pretty much always have up because it lasts daily hours spell. Per level. It's, you know, so you actually have the different personas of consciousness. This one, we'll call it the persona that is more closely. It's, I don't know, it's my keeps cool during the bad times persona. That guy's gone. We don't need him.
Okay. Let me see if I can still do a secondary ability. So you do fail the saving throw, so that does go through, but you are unaffected by the fail, so no, I don't think any damage goes through, like even if you had saved, but it does still count as a fail, which I think will trigger its ability.
Yeah, it does say when you fail, so I feel like if that happens,
creature just... fails its save. All right, so that'll be another round of the synaptic pulse. This time, instead of Zilixthel, it will be Asher and Sky, Praetir, and Jamfram. Go right ahead and make me another save. Praetir, good. Asher and Sky. Ooh, Asher and Sky have failed. Jamfram, good. 17 on the dice. So you indeed do drop your weapons, Rebecca, and go slack jawed as we go on to Praetir, your turn. Back to you.
I am going to... Can I go over to Jamfram's sword and hand it to him?
If you want to take your actions, yeah.
What would that do for his action economy on his turn?
Did you have your shield out?
I usually do. I have like a sword in one hand, my shield in the other.
It would give him, you know, his sword back.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
All right. Jamfram, your sword! You need this, buddy. Get in there.
Oh, my what? My who? Where am I?
It's okay. Big purple thing. Go slash. I got your back.
Jamprim, that means we're back to you.
Oh, yeah, that means it's back to me. All right, I got my sword in my hand, and I look at my sword, and I look at Pradier, and then I look at this thing, and I go, yah!
I was getting a little worried because I have purple on my clothes as well, and I was like, oh my gosh, I might have poorly worded the assignment here.
All right.
This time I just walk forward. I don't have to run at full tilt. So
this will still trigger an attack of opportunity, and because that it's no longer flat-footed, right, Tyler?
Now I'm going to have to do so doubt again in order for you to be flat-footed, so it's just the plus three from hit for him. Fortunately, you do not become immune to so doubt.
Well, no, actually... Rebecca did hit it this turn, so it would be flat-footed from that ability still. It's just been a long turn because I took an hour looking through its many abilities. So go ahead and make your
I'll include that plus three in my roll. And 23 to hit.
It is flat-footed, so that is a hit against
CAC. Oh my goodness. Nice.
Team effort.
For 23 points of slashing.
Alrighty. Asher and Sky stunned at the top of turn three. Zilix, though, you got your groove back, baby. What do you want to do, Drew?
Alright. I wanna move through its space, especially now that it's flat footed.
Okay. Well, that was last turn. It's got its groove back too now.
Well, we're gonna do it anyway.
Do you have how can you move through its space? How can you do?
Oh,
how
can
you do?
I can
how do you do that in this game?
That voodoo that you...
Oh, you want to attempt to try to acrobatics is what you're saying. Okay. Okay, you just moved your token like it was a done deal.
It's a done
deal. Okay.
Right. Drew, why would you do that?
I mean, regardless, you're probably going to take that opportunity because it's moving through its abilities first here. But let's see. Tumble in three. No, didn't have it. Last turn.
Oh, right. Cause
boy, it's so high. Go right ahead, Drew. Roll the acrobatics.
All right, I get a plus two to this.
Okay. Well, then. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, please let this still not be enough. Wait, is that
35. Sorry.
Whoa. So it's 20 plus 1.5 the opponent's CR, which is a large number, oftentimes pretty large. But you're not gonna believe this. The number is 34. to not
holy moly, Drew.
Wow.
I shouldn't have stunned him for two turns. He was building up all that chi.
He's holding in all that kamehameha or whatever.
Okay.
It would be really unfortunate if you followed this up with, you know.
Don't you say it.
So I will say. Technically, if we wanted to play technical by the rules, when you move through threatened spaces of an opponent, you have to make a check for each space and move through multiple threatened spaces or opponent spaces. You must see a check for each space, which means you do have to make two because he is large.
See, this is...
Never mind.
This is not fun.
Drew, what you got? Drew. What you got going on here? You got another... you need is a 19.
Game is such a tease.
I only moved through this this space right here, and then I went around him.
What's your movement speed?
She's like, it's so funny because in PF2E, moving through somebody's space is like nothing. It's...
Yeah.
I can't believe it's so hard in this game.
He was going to do it. I was like, are you sure? But I'll just roll it again.
Yeah, Drew. Yeah. You got it. It's fine.
You're gonna do it. You're gonna be amazing, Drew. Ooh. Oh no, you're not amazing, Drew.
Do you have a level reroll? Nice. I think this is the moment.
Drew New got his level 8 reroll. No one's telling him not to do it.
For the memes, Drew. Do it for
but you'd have to get a 19 or a 20 to.
Yeah, you have a 10% chance of doing the coolest thing ever. Do it. 10% chance. 10% chance. Norse Foundry dice reroll.
I'm gonna take my hit and then go home.
You don't move through his square at all if you fail this.
And I guess so. I have to, don't I?
Yeah, but
everything's on the line for a 10% chance.
Oh, it's almost a 1-2. Oh, that's gonna
Book half reroll.
No.
So do I just make it here? Is that what I do?
You're right next to Jamfrum and AOO. Take an opportunity.
Yeah, all right. AOO, and then let me hit you.
What is your KAC?
22.
Okay, I've rolled a hit, and we see a little bit of its claw damage for the first time. 21 points of slashing damage. So that stops your movement there, and you do have a standard action. What would you like to do?
Oh, we're going to swarm strike.
Oh, yeah. No bonuses currently on it. It's all you, all Drew.
That was a 19, and then it just bounced off the edge. But now it's just a 19.
Miss and redacted. We are back to you.
All right.
We bullied Drew into using multiple rerolls this episode.
I'm so fully bullied.
If you had done it would have been the coolest thing ever, but it would have been also funny if you had gotten to the flanking position with all that effort and still rolled the five on the attack time.
Yeah, take a shot. Just being born. It's 21.
Against CAC, that is a miss. We're back to this creature's turn. I think it's got a... It seems like this is a cool ability, but I don't think it is. Has a gross ability called strip flesh. Yep. I'd love to strip some flesh, but it almost requires me to grapple you first. Yeah, it'll take a step back, and it's going to target one of our dangerous frontline fighters here. Dice, Drew, make me a will save.
Put me out of this combat.
I hate to.
Honestly, my question is, I only have a +3 to will. Is there any chance that I could actually succeed against this?
I mean, yes. And there it is. 19 on the dice.
Ah,
okay. Well, look how easy that was.
I'm glad. I'm
just do that.
What did I cast? Is there any?
Just do that.
Just do that.
Do it every roll for the rest of the podcast. And
God, it's so easy.
You'll win the game. Oh, boy.
Why don't you guys tell me that's all I had to do before?
Keep those rolls up when we play the Star Trek RPG. For Klingons or what have you. This was a will negate. Is there anything on a success? Nope. Nope. This is just full save or suck. This was hold person is trying to lock you down for the rest of the combat. You were right here. We're on to you.
I think we have to try and sow more doubt. I think that's what I'm going to move so I'm not 10 feet away from the frontliners. So I think that's the range on the Synaptic Pulse special ability off?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like a burst.
And yeah, we'll just use DC 19 will save so doubt again.
Sorry, I'm not home right now. Leave a message and I'll call you back. So doubt's the band's name. Joke is from the 90s and Tyler's too young.
I know this song. I know this band.
If you did, you wouldn't be throwing around sewed out so cavalier.
Patrick, it's all your fault. I screened my phone call.
I'm sorry, Tyler. I was definitely deep in to my singing there. Did you say you were casting something?
Sewed out? Yep.
Oh, okay. Oh, and I had to make a save.
To make a will save DC 19.
All right, well, I didn't really gather that. I've rolled a 13 and I've rolled save.
All right, then it's duration of one round. You're flat footed again.
That takes us to Jamfrum.
Oh, it's me. It's me turns.
I'm going to take about a 5 foot step. Stepping forward.
I'm stepping up.
Do I have any of those sweet, sweet modifiers this time? Or is it just doing
you have up? Everything?
Flat footed +3.
Oh, I love it. 34 to hit.
Yes, oh, that is
not,
very,
you did not need it.
Very much it.
29 damage slashing. I said, get into my sword. It's like the magic sword or something, probably. Bah!
Okay, that is enough to bloody this swarm mind caster. First time it's been in that state thus far, even though you see its wounds stitching up. No one has figured out what this thing be, what its abilities are, and it's still hammering home as we go to turn 4. And Asher and Sky, you've got your wits back about you, Rebecca.
All right. Like? Yeah, I'm just going to act normally. I had something I could do, but I'm not going to. Here we go.
Here we go.
Not a trick. 28 on the attack, though.
Yes. Very much a hit.
The 12 damage.
And this is sonic damage, as you said before.
Yep.
Okay. All right. A little bit more onto it. Drew, we're on to you.
Okay. So there's a little tiny corner, the bottom of left of this thing. If I climb this wall, I'm an unflappable climber and get no minuses to climbing, can I get around to the other side of this without triggering another roll or attack of opportunity?
There's enough space to move around it without moving through its space. You will have to roll for the spaces to not provoke if you want. If you don't care about provoking, you can just move and it will attack you, but I don't believe the movement stops your, or I don't believe the attack stops your movement. Oh boy, it feels like forever since we played Starfinder and it was 13 days ago or something close to that, or no.
No, it's last week.
10 days ago. Yeah. But we were playing later in the week. All right, attack of opportunity on Zilixthel. 17 on the dice. Another hit. Oh, very minimum damage. Drew don't care. About 16 points of slashing damage. Is there a reason you really wanted to flank right now?
I'm melee and it's just going to help.
Okay, well, it is flat. It's flat-footed. Tyler, speak up. Take that hit points back. We keep forgetting his ability save.
That was 16?
Yeah. Patrick, I'm looking at flashcards right now. I need you to handle the status conditions.
Okay, good point. I usually do with Roll20's little skull icon. Okay, it is flat-footed. On Tyler's turn, go ahead and make your attack, Drew.
Sweet. All right, do another swarm strike.
Nine on the dice.
25 with flanking.
That is a hit.
16 points.
Okay. Okay. All right. Ooh, it's looking real beat up as we go on to Redacted Stern, Miles.
All right.
Beat up.
Well, gonna just do what Redacted's been doing. Just taking shots at it. 24 to hit.
Against flat-footed, that is a hit, but oh boy.
Terrible damage.
Bad damage once more. Once more, as we get to its turn, it's going to heal up some of this damage, and it's got Zilix on one side and Jamfram on the other. There's no stepping away from you folks right now, which is another probably good reason to try and
figured if one of us, if you wanted to use your little stun ability, you'd have to go one direction or the other, and so at least one of us would still be able to be in the fight.
No, its range would hit you both, but it is going to step back. Actually, which way is it going to step? I'm gonna roll random again to see who's it's thrusting. It is thrusting Drew, I should say Zilix. So it is going to step away from you and start casting, which will provoke an attack of opportunity from Jamfram. You see it looking like it's about to throw another mind thrust at your friend. Like, don't do it! I say, chop him. Chop him in the leg. Yeah, that is a full-on chop, which cleaves right through its head. Chopinator. It is dead, and we're out of combat.
Yeah, the Chopinators.
I had to roll the dice and see if it could survive this attack. If it could survive, maybe it could shut down both of you guys for another turn, but that is it. As it head, the head of this loaf rolls down the hallway here. Indeed, there's some psychic screams that seem to still emanate from it as the body kind of twitches a bit. But we are out of combat.
Booyah.
Loaf twitching.
All right, can we sleep for the day now? Can we take a an 8-hour nap? Mm-hmm.
There is an immediate call from Midnight Squad after this battle.
Gosh, darn it.
Their timing is impeccable.
All right, there, 1 minute later, there is a call from Midnight Squad. Trust over Comsaver.
Viridian colonists, we need your weapons fire. We're in the central ventricle of the station and requesting assistance. We've got problems on our hands here.
Oh, we got problems. What would you guys like to do?
Let's see. We got any of those Is med patches a thing, or is that that's Starfinder update or updates?
Second edition. Did you? Is anyone in HP damage?
That's a fair point.
No,
I'm not in HP damage, so I don't know. Should we rush on? They sound like they need our help. They sound like they're completely incompetent. It's almost like they haven't played in like 3 years or something.
Aren't they like level 18 or something?
They need our help though. That's the thing. main character powers activate.
Current season powers activate. It's up to you guys. If you need to take a rest, you can. But they sound like they're in like over the comms, and from a very short distance now, you do hear the sound of gunfire, but it sounds echoing kind of far away.
Does that should mean be that it sounds like echo is firing, or
it sounds echoey? So it's like no, it should be fairly close. It sounded like you were getting closer to it, but for some reason, all the fire sounds hollow, not holographic, but like sleepy hollow.
Mm.
Tyler, do you have a gun?
No.
You don't.
What about Braid here?
Absolutely not.
So okay.
Yep.
So if Asher offered their gun, you would not take it.
Prater would be like, "Oh, the last time I fired a gun, I injured 3 people. So I appreciate that, but it is an extremely bad idea for me to wield a firearm."
Okay, so in lieu of spells, you're going to do what?
pick up swords for other people.
What would you say you do here?
So did you? I don't know if you noticed in the middle of this last fight with the thing where I was trying to weasel my way into its mind to make it flat-footed for everybody.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that 8 more times, and then I am truly tapped out. So as long as the next combat doesn't last longer than, what is 6 times 8?
48.
48. As long as the next combat doesn't last longer than 48 seconds, I should be okay. All else fails, I do have this stick, and I can hit things with it. But I would rather not do that, because that puts me very much in direct harm's way.
So. Yep. Okay.
Fast forward to next episode. Everyone's
and
down.
I do have exactly 1 spell left.
I bet you're
And I would be
that.
Lying if I wasn't going to tell you that it is for Wisp Ally.
Okay.
You have that spell that allows you to sleep for 24 hours. Because I've got that first.
So communal bond is, if the only argument I would have for like rushing there is communal bond is still up. It lasts 10 minutes per level. So that's 80 minutes.
Yeah.
But it sounds like Patrick has said that maybe only like 15 or 20 has passed. So I guess I still have an hour of communal bond. So I guess we can actually take a slight 10 minute, but I do have 1 more spell, which will, because communal bond is still up, will be Wisp Ally, and then I'm going to sow doubt on everything that exists, and then I will be thoroughly useless.
Can I at least take some time to share Sky with those in my party so that we all have stabilize capabilities?
Can you do that multiple times?
To take 1 minute or 10, I'm not sure.
Oh, I was about to say, you're looking up like the answer was somewhere on the ceiling there, but...
It takes 1 minute, and I can grant tattoo magic ability to another creature for 24 hours. And then everyone in the party would have the same tattoo abilities I do.
As a mystic, I can stabilize things at will, so...
Yeah, I mean, so you don't need it, but the rest of the party... I can also, if you accept my tattoo, you not only get stabilized, but also chromatic safeguard. So.
What does that do?
Grants energy resistance orb things.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'm squishy. I need all the help I can get in that department.
I mean, it's cool. Only useful if we're fighting something that does energy damage, but, you know.
I mean, does it help against acid?
It can.
I almost guarantee you we are going to get hit with something acidic. So I think it's going to be great. I'm all for it.
Alrighty, so do you guys want to move on then?
Yeah, a few minutes to prep and then we're good to go.
Yep.
Bam, bam, move this party forward. As you race through the halls, it's not very far away from the Northwest Ventricle. When you get to the central core of this station, and you see what looks like Midnight Squad kind of firing in the air at nothing. They don't look super good. They don't look super solid. Let me give a description of the room, because this central chamber, a strange organic tower 30 feet high and built of chitin and stretched tendons, rises in the center of this large kind of domed area. It kind of raises like a cathedral's ceiling towards an opening at the top of the station. You see small antennae sprouting along the height of this tower as thick veins ripple and twitch with every movement. There are large bulbous sacks filled with fluid ringing the bottom of this tower. Two very large ones squeeze between tall cylinders made of bone-like material. And there's a very unusual heat that suffuses this chamber. As you walk in, you're hit with a wave of moist kind of air immediately begins beating up on your suits. The air feels dense and electric as steam rises from the tower's base. You see what looks like gas escaping from various ports just every few seconds. The chamber's ceiling indeed kind of puckers and opens up orifice-like above the tower. I can't believe they got away with this, but like a giant sphincter is how they've described it in the book. It's like, yeah, well, okay, we understand.
I got it from the puckering hole.
I'm sorry there's not more artwork of... Let me just double check that they didn't draw the giant penis tower beneath the puckering sphincter anywhere else in the book. Because I feel like Tyler needs the visual representation. And he's not. He's just not getting
it. He can't imagine it himself.
I'm so glad we have it.
No, I'm checking for you. I don't think there is.
Oh, I hope we don't have it. I thought you were just pulling it up.
See, I don't think they... Oh, no. There is artwork. Here we go. Bam. I'll put it in the Discord. This is from... Well, no, I can't even show you this because there's spoilers in this artwork. Oh, this is such a shame.
Scared.
But yeah,
I mean... Spoil that booty hole for me there, Patrick. Don't you spoil it for me.
Well, unfortunately, the giant sphincter is not represented in the art, but the tower is... Oh, it is a living tower and...
Cowards.
It's a little confusing is what's going on here. But indeed, as you get closer to Midnight Squad, you see them fighting what looks like ghost-like wraiths kind of flying in from all direction. And they call out to you transparent. It seems like also they are somewhat muted when Tress calls over between slicing some things in half with a psionic blade.
Listen, we don't have much time, Viridians. We triggered some kind of fail-safe and seem to be exiting this plane of existence. We're going to deal with whatever we meet on the other side, but we need you here to deal with whatever this thing is.
I don't know how to say this, but I don't think it is a giant wang. I think it's something much worse. It could be another trap or something by the swarm. Don't get caught lowering your defenses around it. That's for sure. But you figure out a way to neutralize whatever this is and the colony threat on this side, where if we don't come back, we have some things in the spaceship that we need you to get to our families, our friends.
You see them kind of disapparating one by one here as it looks like someone's gone back in time and killed their parents. They're just like slowly fading out of the picture as Tress disappears and Zinnia comes over to you. Asher maybe tries to put a hand on your shoulder, kind of goes through and says, you have to be strong now for your team. You've noticed as well as we have that these have the same living tattoos as you do, these swarm components. It means they likely took something from you, your people, without asking. But it's what they do. They only think of survival. They only think of replication.
That doesn't surprise me. They've taken everything from me.
they're certainly takers, but they can't take what you have left, and that is something to actually fight for. It's something they'll never understand. You, I can tell, have a score to settle. So use your instinct, use your tattoo, and we'll see you on the other side. As she finishes talking, maybe mid-sentence, she completely disappears, but her voice kind of lingers on behind, coming through your comms, fading out of this plane of existence. You watch the rest of Midnight's squad, one by one, piecing out. The last of them, the diminutive Sprouts Marlowe, who's, you know, nonchalantly kind of turning around, striking a pose. He says, "Make us some coffee ramen, chums, and keep it warm for us. We might be a while, see? But don't you worry, this ain't our first rodeo, and it's not our first reality-bending demigod we've had to kill." But that all of Midnight Squad disappears, and you're left alone.
Boy, those
in
guys
this
are cool,
chamber.
Huh?
I wonder if we'll ever see them again. Eh, probably not. Unfortunately. Probably not. But yeah, so you guys are left here. What would you like to do?
Mm-hmm.
Got a big old bulbous tower with three huge sacks underneath it.
Oh,
I mean, it seems normal to me. This is just swarm stuff, right?
I'm pretty sure the swarm just do this everywhere they go. Does anybody have a guess as to what you're looking at here?
A breeding ground, like a nest of some kind?
Because of the phallic imagery.
Something similar.
It's thinking.
You think it's its brain?
The swarm whang. Well, some swarm have a brain in their
some
lower
swarm
regions.
Have a wang.
They took over a species that has the largest third leg. They thought it was a third leg. They're like, wait a minute.
This doesn't support any weight. I hate this leg.
I'm gonna go with amplifier for 5,000.
Ooh, another psychic amplifier like the one that was being haphazardly built in the Tevnina Surge's vehicle. Right, well, how would you like to start your investigation into said tower?
Mysticism check.
I don't think you're sensing any magical things about here. But as you get closer to the tower, you get a weird feeling kind of cascading over you. Can you give me are you all going into this room getting, I guess, as close as I've moved your minis here to investigate? Feel free to place yourself around this chamber where you like. It's a huge circular chamber.
Before we do that, can I take Xenia's advice and use my tattoo to cast Chromatic Safeguard? Technically, yeah, everyone could, but...
Can everyone? I think, aren't you still just limited to one person?
I don't think so.
So once per day, a Trisarka can spend a minute in physical contact with a willing creature.
Is there a limit to how many willing creatures I can contact?
Well, it says once per day for tattoo transference.
Oh, okay.
So I figured it's just fine. Tyler getting a...
Sure, that's fine.
The rich getting richer. More spells for Tyler.
Well, he can't use a gun, apparently. I mean, it's not that hard.
You're just doing everything to try to give him something, Tyler, something to do.
You want a gun, you want some spells.
I made this character so I didn't have to roll d20s. I'm not giving up that.
All right, but I would like to cast Chromatic Safeguard around my party. I guess I should stay near them. I don't know. I think I get to choose one and...
Chromatic Safeguard. It lasts an hour per
five.
Level. And then,
yeah, so I get five wisps at this point.
You determine one, the other are
I can random. Choose one, and the others are randomly chosen. So, acid for one of them.
Do they have to be different?
No, I just have to roll randomly for the others.
Oh, you can have multiple wits of the same color. Okay, yeah, let's roll them.
So, I get five total. One of them is acid, so I'll roll for 4d6, the other four. So, two fives, which is electricity, one fire, and one cold.
Okay. No more sonic or acid, but write those down. Write that down.
Okay.
Tyler, do you want to go ahead and cast this as well? Yeah, but
I already did, my brother. I'm also doing acid, but I get a electricity, two sonics, and a fire.
cannot roll another acid. Cannot roll. No one can roll a six. Yeah. All these. Okay. All right. So you're casting those, but are after this, or I guess you should say before you move in, does anybody else have any other prep actions they want to do? Because you do get a weird feeling coming off this thing as you go in to investigate, and it's not just because it looks like a ding dong. Everyone make me a will save.
Well, that's not ideal.
All right, well, let's have fun, gang.
Really wish I had that mind to three.
Jeez.
Drew's like, see you later.
Drew clutched up.
Okay. Well, maybe.
Drew, can your will be that low? Is that street legal in this game?
Street legal? It is.
My heavens.
It's scored.
Awesome. Okay, yeah.
Jabert, my Praetor's Fort and Reflex are that low.
They're both low. My heavens. Oh, goodness.
My totals go 3, 3, 12.
Oh, wait, you already did roll. Oh, man, and you rolled the success. This is only DC 17, so believe it or not, only Asher and Sky is affected by a little bit of the shaken condition. As you get closer to this thing, you just feel kind of a dark emanation kind of coming down, maybe from towards the top of the tower. Bingo. I'll keep that here. So shaken condition, as even Sky begins to tremble somewhat at this thing. But you don't feel Praetor as you get close to it, a large magical presence coming off of this thing. This looks to be some kind of bioengineering project the swarm have made. So if you guys want to make a perception check or an engineering check, I can tell you what your characters might think this is.
I hate all of that.
Mm-hmm. You've rolled pretty well. I think Asher and Sky, even with this shaking condition, goes up and examines these huge fluid-filled sacks between the bone structures at its base.
I said fluid-filled snacks, not said yum.
I wish.
Aww. Like gushers?
Yeah. Let me at them. Yum, yum.
Praetor, with your role here, you're looking from the top down, maybe looking for some of the things you saw on the Thunderstone. And you do see what looks like dozens of psychic amplifiers, but they are like on the outside of this structure. The superstructure itself is something different, because Asher and Sky, what you find at the bottom is these sacks are slowly emptying. You watch as they seem to be fueling up this rocket in the middle of the chamber.
Oh my.
Some kind of launch is imminent in the middle of this room. As you come to this realization, you see like a wave move across the face of the superstructure. As you see what's another way to say swarm with a lower S? A squadron? A what?
Swath.
Yeah, a good swath. It is a, hundreds of these small, tiny swarm creatures that seem to be going over the surface of the rocket. And yeah, as you're looking it over, you also see a very large creature, a massive creature, swarm creature, beginning to move down the side of the structure. Let me show you the the art that I could not show earlier. Do I have this saved anywhere? All right, give me 1 minute. I'm sure I have this saved in my notes, but I'm trying to get into the Discord, which is a little different. You see a very large, bulbous, winged swarm component. Huge creature coming down the side of the tower, and indeed flanked by some of the other smaller swarm bits and bobs. And as it does, it lets out a psychic scream in your direction as you feel the entire structure, the entire station kind of amplifying this creature's impassioned psychic scream that spells out in your mind to be continued. Yeah. Ooh. We're in for a boss fight next week and the week after that, I think. Midnight Squad might be in the same situation.
Oh, my heavens.
Oh, boy.
But that's going to do it this week. I hope. Boy, I hope you're not sick of new weird swarm creatures.
Yep.
I hope you're not, Miles. I just said that. I hope. Man. Because you got I got another weird one coming for you.
Well, I'm here to dash your dreams.
Yeah, we're recording this before Thanksgiving, but this is coming out after Thanksgiving. I hope you guys have and will have had a good Thanksgiving.
You do.
I hope so, too.
I'm excited.
We will. Gobble, gobble.
Getting big old turkey this year. Big old turkey.
I don't have to do a turkey this year. Let's go.
Nice. You heading to family or...
Oh, no, I'm cooking, but I just told everybody I wasn't going to do a turkey this year. Because
oh, okay. What are you making instead? Brisket?
Yeah, well, no, we're doing Tex-Mex Thanksgiving, so it's going to be smoked pork tacos, a chili con carne, and some homemade tamales.
Nice.
No.
That's not Thanksgiving, Tyler.
I always theme Thanksgiving because I could give a rat's about traditional Thanksgiving food. I'll make it. Sometimes I do it, but...
So my brother-in-law does the meat for our Thanksgiving, and apparently he is making us beef ribs.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. I love beef also ribs. Turkey breast, but turkey breast is an aside to the beef ribs. So.
Yeah, for sure. You guys.
Yeah, that's not.
I just like once you make.
I don't even like it when people serve ham. Ham should be nowhere near Thanksgiving.
Oh my god! That's for you to be thing. Such a traditionalist on this is shocking.
Turkey's good, and I don't get.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just
that's
you get sick
gonna
of
do it.
It
for this episode. I'm sick. I wish I didn't bring this up at all.
This Thanksgiving slander.
This is the worst ending of an episode ever. I can't wait to crit you guys next week. That's gonna do it for this week's episode. Thanks for playing with me, folks.
Thank you, Patrick.
Listeners, thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next Cosmic Crit.
Yarr. Good night.
Bye. Yeah.
So long.
Listening to Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.